BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Road to Emmaus.
In the afternoon of the day Jesus rose from the dead, two disciples left Jerusalem and started walking to Emmaus. They were discussing the events of the previous few days. Suddenly, they noticed someone walking near them. They didn't realize it was Jesus. He said, "What are you talking about?" They turned and looked at him. "Are you a stranger here? Don't you know about the things that happened in the last few days?" "What things?" "We're talking about Jesus of Nazareth, the one who spoke the words of God. Oh, our leaders had him crucified 3 days ago. But this morning, some women went to the tomb. They came and told us that the body was missing. A couple of our men went, and sure enough, it was missing. Now the women are saying they saw angels and have actually seen the Lord alive." Jesus spoke up. "Why are you so slow to understand? The prophets clearly said Messiah had to suffer these things." He then started at the beginning of Scripture and explained the parts that were about him. As they came near to Emmaus, they said to him, "It's too dark to continue on. Please, stay with us." So he went into the house with them. At the evening meal, Jesus took bread and blessed it. Then he broke it and gave it to them. Immediately they knew who he was. And then he disappeared. They looked at one another in amazement. Finally, one of them said, "Oh, our hearts were on fire as he explained the scriptures to us." They quickly returned to Jerusalem to tell the disciples what happened. They were in a room that was securely locked because they feared the Jewish leaders. When the two men arrived, they said, "It's true! The Lord has risen! He walked with us explaining the Scripture. We didn't recognize him until he broke bread with us." The disciples couldn't believe it. Suddenly, the Lord stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." Still, the disciples couldn't believe that what they saw was really Jesus. They thought it was a spirit. He said, "Look at the scars in my hands and feet. Here, touch them. A spirit doesn't have flesh and bone like this." They still couldn't believe because of their joy. He said, "Do you have something to eat?" They gave him some fish and honeycomb, and he ate it. He then talked to them. "I told you about this when I was teaching you. Don't you remember I said it was necessary to fulfill everything that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms?" He then opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.